Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. And joining me, you may have heard of her, is Billboard's deputy editor digital, Katie Atkinson. Hi.
Oh, hey.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Well, today on the show, we have Must Hear Music with the other deputy editor digital,
my
Joe
counterpart,
Lynch.
Joe Lynch.
Joe and the team will be talking about some new music that we'll tell you all about in a second. But first, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. And of course, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. Now, today on Must Hear Music, they'll be chatting about new music from Anderson .Paak, mm-hmm. Leon Bridges, mm-hmm. and some of your favorite tunes.
Oh, a little song called Kitty Girl by RuPaul, featuring the top four from Drag Race All-Stars 3.
You're a big All-Stars 3, Drag Race All-Stars watcher?
Literally have never seen it before. But I have been reading a lot about it. I know it was a controversial finale, and I know Trixie came out on top.
It was a shocking finale. I actually watched the finale, and there's a big show-stopping sort of number at the end of the episode where they take RuPaul's song Kitty Girl, and they each add their own sort of verse to it.
Okay.
And that's available now for you to enjoy. But first, before we get started, before we get into the Must Hear Music, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on iTunes, tell a friend, spread the good word. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, you could always visit itunes.com/billboardpodcasts. You feel like we should get into it now with the Must Hear?
It's time for Must Hear Music.
Yay!
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Wow. Before we start, I want to give a shout out to Z Machine, whose EP is out right now. Go pick it up on iTunes. He is a longtime listener and is a wonderful human and has a lovely voice, too.
We had the pleasure of meeting him, but Jason did not.
Oh, yeah. But shout out to that guy. Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy.
Indeed.
He is. Yeah. Anyways, so shout out to him. All right, let's do our first pick. So I guess let's start with Jason. So Jason, we have two songs from Jason, same artist.
It's called The Double Dip.
We
need like a graphic, like the Must Hear Music.
The Must Hear Music Double Dip, and then like the crunch sound, like...
Anyways, I did not like that.
All right, we'll do it again then.
So
Leon Bridges, the two songs are Bet It Ain't Worth the Hand, or Bet It Ain't Worth the Hand, as in like cards, and Bad, Bad News.
as in cards.
as in the limb.
that's really funny for some reason. Okay, so Leon Bridges is back. He has his second album coming out. I wanted to see what you guys thought of these two songs. So I've heard the album. I think that what's intriguing to me about this is like I thought Leon's first album was like very solid. Best way to kind of describe it is that my dad loves it. And like
the first one, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I too love the first one.
Well,
are you Jason's dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
D- dad? But no, I mean, it's my dad loves it in the sense it's like a very, it's like a throwback soul album. It's like very, he was like, oh, this is like how they used to make music.
Yeah,
he didn't actually
yeah,
say that, right, but like right. That's definitely how he thinks about it. And this second album is definitely more contemporary. These two songs, I think they're good. I think that like they definitely, you get the feel of the production for the rest of the album. He worked with Ricky Reed on this album, who, you know, has done everything from like 21 Pilots to Meghan Trainor. And
yeah, that guy's on everything.
He's on everything. And the best way to kind of describe his production style, if he has one, even though he's kind of so wide ranging, is he does a good job of paring things down to like their most vital elements. I feel like if you think about like Meghan Trainor's first album versus her second album, like the beat, like the production on the second album is like very like, there's like one big element to each of the production on that. And it's kind of the same with this. It's like there's something that really stands out, even though there's multiple instruments going on.
I like that you chose Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, why not?
That whole time I got distracted wondering where 21 Pilots are.
Yeah, yeah. They're you know.
They've been quite
flying around, some would say.
Sure.
But, oh my God. I think that joke crash landed.
Warp, warp.
Wow.
So Leon Bridges, what's intriguing to me is that like, I think there's like a chance this album's a huge deal. And the reason I say that is because he has sort of a similar trajectory as an Adele, where it's just like someone who's like, Joe's giving me like, wait a minute. Wait, how does that happen?
I'm already not buying this. Okay. Continue.
Very talented, like classically stylized soul singer whose first album like did well to kind of introduce the sound and the aesthetic, but the second album is much more like radio friendly.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you. So I'm not saying that this album is going to sell 10 million copies, but right. Like, do I think that this album could be a big deal this year? Yes, I absolutely do. Mm-hmm. I think that like it checks off a lot of different boxes for a lot of different demographics.
Yeah.
He's a great live performer. And yeah, I'm just curious as to what you guys think of it.
Well, I think it's crazy that Jason's saying it's going to sell 10 million copies. I think that's just, there's no way.
Yeah.
I loved both of these songs. I think I loved Bed Ain't Worth the Hand probably more. And I was very surprised because I, kind of what you're saying, but on the opposite side with your dad, like I thought the first album was very snoozy and just like way too familiar.
My dad's not gonna like that.
Don't let your dad know, and if he's listening, I'm really sorry.
My dad's sitting to your right now.
I'm right here.
Yeah, it was just like stuff that like, you know, like a million people have done before. He was good at it. I was just like, I don't need this, whatever. This is like,
okay, well,
other people did need it.
I don't need this, whatever.
Well, if you're gonna like redo something that a million people have done, like bring some like energy or spunk to it, and I felt like there wasn't that. These songs are honestly like incredible. Like the production is gorgeous. There's this like Bed Ain't Worth the Hand, there's like, you know, these strings that you don't hear. I would still say it's throwback-ish, like, because, you know, like strings with R&B music, very prominent in the 70s. You don't really hear that too much.
Yeah.
You know, Alicia Keys will play around with it now and again. But it's just like kind of a gorgeous, like shimmery sound. But also, you know, and then Bad Bad News is like, is actually interesting. Like it's a hot soul song with a lot of like jazz flourishes. Like just the arrangement is super jazzy, and that's something that you just don't hear that much of. And it's done very well, and it's exciting. So
cool.
I'm like genuinely excited for a Leon Bridges album, which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
What about you, Linz?
I think I like Bad Bad News better of the two, for no particular reason.
Yeah, but, well, you're kind of a jazz beatnik type, so
as
you
they
only
say.
You do only wear black.
This is true. Most days.
That's the only connection I can make. You play the bongo drums.
How do you know?
And
that?
And you call people daddy-o. So
oof. All right. Yeah. Two truths and a lie there, but yeah. So that's my favorite of the two. I'm definitely excited to hear the album, but as someone who did love the first one, I feel like there's a bit of hesitation for me with the second one, just because, I mean, Jason can probably speak to this more, but I don't want him to lose too much of what he did, because that is what made him kind of special.
Yeah.
So. You want them to stay boring, is what you're thinking.
I love boring people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most fascinating.
I think that he does a good job of... I'm really excited about this album because he does a good job of...
What's the album called? Do we know?
I know the title's
out
there.
And when is it out?
But, I don't want to say...
What's his middle name?
What's his social security number?
I'll look up what his...
How tall is he? Do you know?
Guys, everybody calm down.
Waistline.
Good thing is the album.
He has great fashion.
Yeah, dress as well.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it comes out on May 4th.
Great.
So I think he does a good job of kind of towing the line between his kind of classic sensibility and something a little bit more modern sounding. There's a song on there, like the best way to describe it, there's a song on there that kind of reminds me of like Year of the Gentleman era Neo, like Closer.
Ooh.
/ Miss Independent.
Wow.
I don't want to say what song it is, but that song I'm very excited about. So, yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Well, let's listen to Bed Ain't Worth the Hand from Leon Bridges, and here it is.
Bed isn't worth the hand, and I can't keep letting this wave carry me away. So tell me right now, I keep seeing the signs you want me to stay. I got it bad, I think you know. You're everything, you're beautiful. But my life is fast, can't make it slow.
That was new Leon Bridges. I'm glad you chose that because, you know, just given the political situation, I think these days we need Leon Bridges, not Leon Walls.
I'm
wondering where that's
and
going.
songs about cards as well.
Yes.
Simply about cards.
You know, cards. Okay, let's do a Lindsay pick. So let's do Anderson .Paak, Till It's Over.
Yes.
Is the new song from that gentleman.
Indeed it is.
So you picked this. What do you have to say about it?
So it came out with a HomePod commercial. Is that what they're calling it? A HomePod?
Yep.
Cool. So it was
this. Really are. That is exactly what my dad would say. It's awesome.
What is this?
In my day.
I can't keep up.
From the Macintosh computer people?
Sure, yes. But yeah, so it came out with a commercial for that, which was directed by Spike Jonze. It was really colorful, and FKA Twigs was in it.
Oh.
Which was super cool because for anyone familiar with her who has seen her live, she's a little more like dark and reserved to herself. And here she's like so bubbly and fun and in a different element. So I think
that's what our pets will do to you, you know, like it's just he's a game changer.
So I think that helped sell me on the song originally. But I've listened to it a lot since and it's just super catchy. I'm a big fan of Anderson .Paak, so I'm happy that there's something new out here. And yeah, I like the twinkling keys. There's like wonky production in the middle that sounds like someone is taking a control and just sliding it up and down really fast. And I think the storyline he's kind of telling is cool too. It's almost like, at least my interpretation, is that he's making the best of short time, which is actually what he says, and like proving that you can make something special regardless of the timeline that it's on.
Wait, what does that mean? Like, did he not have a long time to make the song?
No, in terms of the lyrics, like, it seems he's talking about a pretty, like, short-lived relationship that he almost knows has an expiration date,
mm-hmm.
but, like, he's going to ride it out till it's over and, like, make the most of it anyway. Super romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. There's nothing more romantic than that. Yep. This is good for now. Yeah.
That's, totally. It's a really
sweet song
sentiment.
Should be retitled.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I like this. And I have to say, like, I always like him, but sometimes I'll listen to, like, his music and I'll be like, oh, I wish he kind of, like, pushed it a little further, like, in an experimental way. And, like, that, this does that
yeah,
for
this
me.
Is
like,
definitely that.
With the looping and chopping, mm-hmm. It's very just interesting and incredible. So I'm very into this song
yeah.
and, like, super excited for what's next. I mean, he is great. And I feel like he's got, like, a future that's just going to, like, get more interesting.
I hope so, yeah.
See, I actually don't love experimental Anderson .Paak.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I like kind of more like the dance floor stuff, like Am I Wrong?
I think you are wrong.
Don't laugh,
that was,
guys.
That was
Come
good,
on.
Though. That was a good one.
No, I can't. I can't agree. So yeah, it's great to hear him. I don't think this one is the one that I'll return to a lot, but yeah.
I doubt it'll be on the album if
yeah,
I had to guess.
Seems,
I hope so.
It seems like a perfect little like Lucy. Like it's like, you know what? Here I am again. You know?
Just a juicy Lucy.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yep. That's my thing. All right. Let's listen to it, though. So it's Anderson .Paak. The song is called Till It's Over, and it's from a HomePod commercial. Went home and left our clothes up in the living space. Say, would you say if your heart had the power? Would you run and find another life to imitate? It's important that we make the best of short time. You can never be my one and only anyway. I'm about to tell you. All right, that was new Anderson .Paak. Next up, let's do a Joe pick.
Do the right one.
I'm doing Troye Sivan. Is that the right one?
No.
Oh, I'm saving the best for last.
Okay, fine.
So Troye Sivan, new song Strawberries and Cigarette from the Love, Simon soundtrack. I have not seen Love, Simon. Our colleague Patrick saw it neither. And said it was lovely. But yeah, so this is a Troye Sivan song.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
I do not believe it will be. Actually, I know it won't be on his upcoming album. He is obviously had My earlier this year, which is still one of my favorite songs of 2018.
Yeah.
This is just kind of like a little one-off soundtrack thing. It's actually a leftover from the Blue Neighborhood sessions, and it kind of sounds like it. Like, it doesn't sound like the last two songs he released. It's a little more throwback-ish for him. But, mm-hmm. I mean, Blue Neighborhood's a great album, and, you know, this honestly, if this had been on the album, like, it would have been, maybe not a highlight, but just, I would say, every bit as good as,
it's
you know.
It's pleasant.
It's pleasant, yeah, it's good.
Definitely pleasant.
It's not, like, pushing things forward, but, like, it's very pretty mm-hmm. and very sweet and nice.
so sweet and so nice.
and Strawberries and Cigarettes, great song title.
Yeah, it is a little compelling.
And the other thing that I was just thinking of is, so, you know, Love, Simon is kind of like, basically, it's like the queer version of these kind of like middle of the road teen flicks mm-hmm. that have become popular in the last like 5-ish years. And that reminded me that he did the Fault in Our Stars song, which I totally forgot about. And like, kudos to him.
Wait,
for like.
Troye did?
Yeah. Didn't he sing that?
That was Boom Clap by the artist Charlie XCX.
No, that's.
He may have been on that soundtrack.
He was on the soundtrack. I think he had the titular song. Let me see.
Huh. Fault in Our Stars.
All right, I'm looking up, but you guys.
That's it.
Do you want me to just sing the Fault in Our Stars?
You guys talk about the song.
Well, it's nice to just have any kind of Troye Sivan. I do think that this is like a leftover, or kind of sounds like it, but like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Unleash the Troye Sivan leftovers. That's all I got.
I mean, it's pleasant, as I said.
Yeah, sweet and nice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do like the specifics of like the like scent or taste of Strawberry and Cigarettes. Like, it's something very like, it's good imagery, I guess.
Evocative.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Shout out to imagery. Yeah. I mean, I think that if you compare it to Troye Sivan's smash single Boom Clap from the Fault in Our Stars soundtrack, it's not quite there. But I.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I found it. Yes.
Fault in Our Stars. Is that actually a song?
He has a song, cool. The Fault in Our Stars. Yeah. Cool.
From the movie, though?
I don't know. I never saw the movie. I don't know.
I did. I cried.
Great movie.
I have no idea if it was in the film, though.
Okay.
But yes.
I think the film's based on it.
This has been very revealing.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. That, yeah, that derailed. Anyways, Strawberries and Cigarettes, Troye Sivan. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like your headlights on me. Racing through 16. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like blue eyes, black jeans, light eyes and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you. All right, that was New Troye.
I like how anytime I'm just making up a song, I just sing the title of it.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it is. The Fault in Our Stars.
I do like to sing everything.
Yeah, you've been singing on a lot of these lately.
Yeah, I know. What can I say? Yeah.
You're doing too much karaoke, I think.
I think that's definitely true. Yeah. What's next, Joe?
All right. Next up, another Lindsay. Yep. So Courtney Barnett, Need a Little Time.
Woo.
Courtney's back.
She's back,
minus,
everybody.
Minus Kurt Vile.
Yep.
So they had that album last year.
Courtney minus Kurt.
So you picked this. What do you say about it?
I am a huge Courtney Barnett fan. No surprise there.
No surprise.
So this is the second single off an upcoming album out May 18th called Tell Me How You Really Feel. But yeah, I think this song is...
I'm tired.
What?
Nothing. I'm doing the same. Steve, you said, tell me how you really feel.
And then you answered?
Yeah, I know. Just slap me.
Come on.
Like, what am I doing?
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, move on, please.
Yeah, time to move on.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry to hear that you're tired.
Yeah.
Truly. But so, yeah, I think this is an interesting song in that it's a perspective that you don't often hear from a woman, I think. She almost like flips the narrative where she's the one being like, I need time off, or like, I'm blanking on some of the other lyrics that really stood out to me, but I just think
you don't have the song memorized.
No, not yet.
You showed up for this podcast and you didn't memorize all of the lyrics. For
what?
Hey, but I was the first one here, you guys. So
what do you think? Why do you think I was late?
You memorized The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah. The Fault in Our Stars.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
that was pretty nice. It's getting better.
It's the whole song. Anyway.
Yeah, but so she does flip the narrative here in an interesting way, and I'm always for female singers sort of doing that in their music, and just like giving a perspective that you don't often hear. So I think that's really cool. And the chorus too, it's interesting, like she almost singles out the individual. She says something like, I need a little time for me, and then eventually says, and from you. And then at the end it goes,
do you think it's about Kurt Vile?
100%. She's so sick.
Wow. Yeah.
What if it was just, what if like halfway through it just became like a full blown Kurt Vile diss track?
It is.
Cut your hair, Kurt! Get away from me!
It's the B-side, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think this is a really awesome track and she sounds great as she always does.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I have to say I'm still like, with the stuff she's done recently, a part of me misses like the punch of Pedestrian at best. Like
that's
that just
fair.
Had such a like energy to it that like the rest, the new stuff, I mean, it's not as like, I would say, lackadaisical as the Kurt Vile album she did.
Yeah.
A lot of Sea Lice. But it's good. No, it's good though. I like it. Like it's got some good 90s slacker vibes.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds great. Like the guitars sound really good. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm right there with Joe. It's just like, I respect that that's not the place she's in anymore to be. And, I'm excited for this album to come out, but yeah, just I miss the kind of like the snarl of some of her older music.
That's fair. I mean, that's like what makes that first album so special, though.
Yeah.
It's like so like of a certain time, I think.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's possible people would be saying that like they didn't want that again if she did more of the same. But
so you're
who
saying
knows?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Wow. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to it. Courtney Barnett's song is called Need a Little Time.
I need a little time now. I need a little time out from me. 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 And you.
All All right, that was Courtney. I saved the best for last.
Yeah, you did.
I am so excited to talk about this. So the song is RuPaul's Kitty Girl. It's the new version of a song RuPaul released from 2017, and it features the cast of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 3, which is Kennedy Davenport, Bebe Sahara-Binet, Shangela, and Trixie Mattel.
Didn't Trixie just win?
Yes, Trixie did just win.
Shout out to Trixie.
So yeah, so basically the last two seasons of All Stars, the last episode has featured the top four queens re-recording a RuPaul song and like writing their own verses to it, and then like they release it after the finale premieres. Mm-hmm. So this just came out like today, basically. This podcast was recorded the day after the finale. And the episode was awesome. Basically, they filmed this music video in one continuous take. So it's like a 5-minute, you know, crazy stunts, shenanigans, buffoonery.
So much buffoonery.
But the song itself is like a really like obscenely like positive, high energy, like dance pop
tune. I need
to
go dancing to this song.
I think it's really fun. They added their verses. Kennedy sings on it. I didn't know she could sing this well. Shangela, it sounds great. Trixie Mattel is hilarious. But the kind of the reason I wanted to, I mean, one, I am obsessed. I'm genuinely obsessed with this song.
I cannot tell, though. It's so weird.
But
yeah, I am surprised by that fact.
I didn't even know that you watched it.
Yeah. Part of the reason I wanted to talk about it is because I don't know if you've seen these memes on Twitter, but they'll take like a screenshot from like Drag Race or like a World of Wonder YouTube series. And then the caption is like, imagine being a straight person and trying to make sense of this. So I wanted to have two straight people who do not watch RuPaul's Drag Race listen to this song and try to make sense of it. So I want to know what's that like?
It's something, man. It's something. Well, the funny thing is that I guess a little under a year ago, I...
tried out.
I guess you can't tell without the makeup, but I am Trixie Mattel. Like, after all this time,
Trix,
Joe,
wow.
I didn't think you recognized me. I was in San Francisco, and we went with my wife and a bunch of friends, and we ended up at a gay bar and
in the Castro.
Yeah, actually,
I was just
yeah.
There.
Oh, really? Maybe we went to the same gay bar.
Maybe.
But they put on, like, they were playing amazing pop music, mm-hmm. as all, like, most gay bars do.
Yeah.
The Sissy That Walk came on.
I love that.
And it was a bar where they had, like, the music videos on. Like,
ooh,
they had video
I
screens.
Love when they do that, too.
So people just lost their shit. Like, I can't, it was like... It went from like something that they weren't that into, like I think like Shape of You was playing as like a, and it was like everyone was like, ah, what's this? And then it went to Sissy That Walk, and everyone was like, yes, let's go! It was like a football tailgate, like it was like chest thumping, like yes, Sissy That Walk. So anyway, long story short, I appreciate how fun this music is. Like, and when I say this music, I mean like RuPaul's music. Mm-hmm. Like, and this is kind of along the same lines. It like brought me right back to like that kind of enthusiasm. And it's very fun. It's like very silly, but
yes.
Look, I'm one for silliness, as you guys can probably tell by now.
Lindsay,
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I love this song.
I'm glad.
How can you not? Like, I truly have a hard time imagining someone being like, no. It's so
Turn
catchy.
That off.
There's no way. It's so catchy. It's, like, empowering in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said earlier, like, I want to go dancing to this song. It just has, like, a great beat to it. I got caught up in it to the point where I didn't realize they're all switching verses even at a certain point. And I was like, whoa, it's over.
Yeah, it's a quick one. It's,
yeah.
Like, 3 minutes.
I could see it soundtracking like a 90s teen end credits movie, like coming on as they're all like dancing around.
Dancing the end. Yeah,
you
like
know?
The credits are rolling.
Like
and
with like
dancing.
A young Lindsay Lohan or something.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
just.
I wish.
I
yeah.
know. But Anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of, let's just turn the podcast off and go watch Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
I was actually thinking of
Freaky Friday.
No, what's the one where the Barbie doll comes to life?
Oh, Life Size.
Yeah, that's a great one.
We watched that when I was at Fuse. Like, we had like it was like a holiday. It was like right before Christmas, and we were just like, let's watch a movie, and everyone was like, let's watch Life Size for some reason. I don't know why.
It's a great film.
But we were all in, and it was great.
Everyone in unison with no context just said Life Size.
It's always in my head.
Wow. Singing about Life Size.
Yeah.
Life Size.
Were you a big fan of that?
Actually, I know. It's just one of those things that's like, that is forever in my head.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful World of Disney. When they had those
such a
on.
Disney kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember that every Sunday night they had like original movies?
Yes, I do remember that.
It was amazing. That was a fantastic time.
Yeah. I mean, they still.
This is the most passion I've ever seen, Lindsay. Like, it was amazing. It was a fantastic time. No one could tell me otherwise.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was great. Wait, was. Never mind. We've talked enough about this.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to it. RuPaul featuring All Stars 3 cast. Song is called Kitty Girl. That was new RuPaul.
Wait, so how is it All Stars 3? Like, there's only been 3 seasons?
Yes, you're right. I should have. Let's back it up. I should have
explained. How could you
that.
Not clarify?
So these are the All Stars. So there's been a million seasons, but this is the
season
only
10
third.
Is coming out soon, March 22nd. And so there's been 9 seasons, and then they take fan favorites from those seasons, and then they compete on All Stars. So there's been 3 All-Stars, and now we're going into season 10 of the regular show.
But are you sad that it's going to be back to, like, the regular people?
No, I love it when it's... I love, like, getting to know the new queens. And actually, like, I've seen a lot of... Because I think there's 4 or 5 New York ones. I think I've seen all of them in person. I've talked to one of them before, and she's awesome. It's actually weird. I ran into one of them in full drag at the New York City Ballet. So... That was odd.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
But yeah. All right. So yeah. Guys, thank you for indulging me in my
that was great.
RuPaul
it was really fun.
Fanaticism.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I guess we'll do this again at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Jack White is out
coming
next Friday.
Oh, is it out next Friday?
Yeah.
We'll definitely do Jack White then.
Oh, wow. All Jack White episode?
All Jack White episode. Jack White appreciation.
We could talk about... you know, White Stripes.
The Rock Contours. The
Dead Web.
Yeah. If you're a real fan, you call him Dead Web.
Or just Web.
Well, what did you think? Let me ask you about Jack White's little comment in, I forget who he was talking to, where he was like, you could argue that the White Stripes was solo Jack White. That was a little insulting.
Was that in his new cover story? Or is that like
I don't know. It was in some interview. I think it was in the cover story.
I mean...
It's a little mean, right?
Yeah, it is. But he also, like, completely robbed Meg of a persona. So you can...
Yeah.
It's, like, in his mind.
Yeah.
Shout out to Meg White.
Shout out to Meg White.
I mean, obviously, like, he was the main creative force in the band. But, like, I think it speaks to something that, like, I think his music with the White Stripes, this previewing next week, was, like, leagues above his solo stuff. So, there's something that, like, with her, like, that combination, like, makes him better.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Meg.
We'll talk
preview.
About this more next time.
Cool.
All right. Thank you for listening, and have a good one.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.